Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you, those that work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money. Start working harder for you today. You want that freedom of cash flow right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but you want it today so that you can live that life that you love right now with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about getting rich, because it's about living a rich life. As you are blessed financially, as you have greater prosperity, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you. That is exactly what the show is here to talk about today. I'm so excited that you guys have been here, and thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through your lives as well. As a reminder, go to our website, moneyripples.com. Check that out. And by the way, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and check it out. The whole website has been revamped. Not only do we have the passive income calculator, but many of you guys have been asking about infinite banking. How does that work with real estate investing? How do you get that double dip where you get money working in two places at once? There's a whole section on infinite banking you can check out there today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. Okay, guys, so I am bringing on a special guest back again. This would be, I think, the third or fourth time that I've brought Craig Feldmeyer back on. We just had him on last fall. He is the guy that coaches all of our Money Ripples clients. So when people come through, there are VIP clients. They get that one-on-one assistant and consulting. Craig is the guy I talk to. And so I want to bring Craig back again because I want to hear more stories about what people are doing right now. Because I know many of you guys have been asking me and others in our company as well. You've been asking, yeah, but right now, it seems like it's been rough. The real estate market's been a tough game in 2022 and 2023. Now the fallout's been happening in 23 and 24. What do we do? And so I want to talk about some real life experiences, what people are dealing with right now. All these people want to be left anonymous, which we always respect people's privacy for that very reason. But definitely it's great to kind of hear firsthand what people are doing right now. So Craig, hey, welcome back on the show.
Chris, thanks, man. Great to be back.
Yeah, I know, man. So for people that haven't, people that haven't heard your background, give them a brief story about your background, everywhere from Wall Street to a client to where you are today.
Sure. Yeah, I was your typical finance guy, right? So I was, I'm a Penn State graduate from 2008, and I took my career to Wall Street shortly thereafter. Spent 10 years at one of the big investment firms working with ultra high net worth clients. And, you know, became an expert in terms of asset allocation and, you know, portfolio construction from, you know, a stock market and a fixed income perspective. And, you know, quickly realized, you know, I was, you know, helping, you know, the ultra wealthy build portfolios. And I was thinking to myself, you know, they can do it with, you know, $20 million invested. You know, what am I going to do? Am I going to just continue to, you know, fund my 401k, fund my brokerage account, and, you know, hope that I have a few million dollars and that, you know, we don't have a black swan event that wipes out, you know, 50% of my portfolio, you know, when I'm ready to retire. And, you know, right when I had that realization is, you know, when I came across your podcast, so this is probably, gosh, back in 2015, 2016. And so then, you know, you and I connected, you know, you became a mentor to me. I became a client of yours myself, and then really kind of jumped in with both feet, you know, into the passive income pool, right? And so I started off with, you know, as many investors do, with real estate. So really kind of jumped into, you know, the single family world, got into some multifamily, got into some apartment complexes. So really scaled my real estate portfolio, and then also have jumped into the fund and syndication world since then. So really kind of have an expertise in both the passive income side, as well as with the stock market side. And so it's great when I speak to clients who are, you know, very stock market 401k focused, who want a different path, just they're not quite sure how to get there. And, you know, I can give a lot of recommendations because I was in their shoes at one point.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is great, Craig. So I know you've worked with, I don't know how many, dozens, if not into the hundreds of our clients up to this point. What is it you're seeing in general, just in general right now? What is it you're seeing happening right now? What's the sentiment? I mean, are they kind of similar to you think like our listeners are right now? Are they kind of cautious? Are they optimistic? I mean, what's going on right now?
It really depends on the client and their experience level. But I would say a general consensus right now is trepidation, right, in the marketplace. Mm. There's a lot of syndicate investors who have run into problems, you know, with their deals. Luckily,
especially like apartments and self-storage and those kind of things, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Luckily, not any of the investment operators that we connect people with. But there's a lot of operators who people have found on their own. They've run into some problems. And so when they come to us, they're generally a little there's some skepticism there, right? They're cautious. Mm-hmm. They really are concerned about principal protection, which is, you know, what we focus on. So we, you know, when I talk to clients, you know, from call number one, a lot of the focus obviously is around goal setting and risk management, right? So what is going to be, you know, the right type of investment for you and your situation? And it's going to be so dependent on individual clients, where they're at in their investing journey, what are their short-term goals, what are their long-term goals? And then it's about finding the right types of investments that meet their return criteria as well as their risk criteria.
Yeah, good point. And of course, as a reminder, we never give investment advice, but what you're talking about is like, we're really narrowing down options, right? Because sometimes people will hear something, you know, from some podcast, you know, maybe our podcast, maybe somebody else's, where they say, oh, that sounds exciting. I'm going to do that investment. And you might be saying, well, you could, but you want cash flow and that's a growth play. So you're not going to get much cash flow there. So if you want cash flow, that may not be the best fit. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. A person's balance sheet, so the investments that they own, need to be aligned to what their goals are. Mm-hmm. And it's very common that, you know, someone's brother or somebody's cousin introduced them to an investment that, you know, they've done well with in the past. That person, you know, wires some money to that investment operator and the deal goes south, right? And then even in, you know, we dig deeper into what you're just saying, Chris, that investment might not even provide any cash flow, right? And that person doesn't even know about that. So we really look at different investment opportunities. What are the criteria? Are they more cash flow focused? Are they more growth focused? And then based off of what people want, right? And that can, you know, we'll work with people who don't even know what they want, right? They think they do. And then, you know, we'll sit down and chat for a couple hours and they'll come out, you know, our conversation with, you know, a completely different perspective on what their long-term goals are. So it's really important to do a lot of digging. You know, what do you really want in the short term? What are your long-term goals? And then, you know, let's explore some investment opportunities that are going to meet your criteria.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Well, let's talk about some of these examples here, because I know the most often question we get, even though we have people on the podcast, of course, we'll talk about the things they're doing, their experience. It's almost like everybody wants to know, like, oh, yeah, but what are these clients actually doing? And so let's kind of dive in. I know you gave you brought two examples. We're keeping them totally anonymous here. But let's talk about the first one. Like, tell us about their situation. What were their goals, their desires, the fears, you know, that kind of thing. And then what are they doing?
Sure. Yeah. And to your point earlier, I love specifics and I love examples, right? There's a, you know, you listen to these podcasts and, you know, oftentimes there's a lot of theory discussed, but there's not hard concrete numbers. The two clients that we're going to be discussing today, these are actual results, you know, a few months old, each of them. And these clients are actually seeing and living what the investment returns are providing. So these are hard numbers.
How long have they been working with us, out of curiosity?
Both clients, just about a year.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, so just about a year. They both moved, I'd say, a little bit slower in the beginning and then picked up the pace. And that's going to be true of a lot of clients. You know, some people will jump in with both feet right away, start putting capital to work. Other people take a little bit more more education, a little bit more experience, you know, really, you know, understanding what the risk is, what the return potentials are, and then they're ready to move forward. So both of these clients have been with us for about a year, and have just started to see some pretty significant results. So our first client, she is a chiropractor, and she is working part-time now. She is nearing retirement. So she's in her early 60s and has a decent amount of assets. She came to us with about $650,000 to invest. She had about $400,000 in cash. That was from the sale of a home. And then she has some money in retirement accounts. So when we spoke, there were some assets in traditional retirement. There was a Roth, a traditional IRA, as well as an old 401k. So all in all, about $650,000. And her primary goal was cash flow, right? She, you know, had done a great job saving and investing in the past. And she said, you know, I am ready to start making some money from the assets that I've generated. So with that in mind,
just not interrupt you a little bit here, but what percentage of people that you work with would just say that their goal is cash flow?
About 90%.
Okay. So just about everybody.
It's high. It's high. And that's not always the best case, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just the general audience that Money Ripples attract, people want cash flow, right? Because how do you get to financial freedom? You need cash flow to pay your bills, right? That's key, right? You know, the stock market, you know, people don't want to have to sell out of their brokerage account every month. It's hard to predict taxes. It's, you know, there's volatility there. So in this specific instance, we looked at, you know, what I would call certain debt funds that have predictable monthly cash flow that clients can rely on. So, you know, I was saying too before, you know, most people want cash flow, but, you know, we'll see in client number two, we'll get to them in a second. They're on the younger side, right? Kind of just starting their investment journey. So maybe focusing more on some growth plays was the right move for them with the anticipation that they can generate more cash flow in the future. So really important to kind of make distinctions of where you're at and what your goals are. But for the most part, people are looking for that cash flow, which, you know, I am too, right?
Yeah.
So we practice what we preach, that's for sure.
Great. And then with this person, she had $650,000, you said, right? And you said she mostly did debt type of investments, debt funds, things like that. Is that correct?
So we reviewed just about 10 different types of investments. And this was over a series of a couple meetings where we spent a lot of time on education, where we talked about physical real estate. We talked about debt funds, equity funds, short-term lending, oil and gas opportunities, opportunities with land, opportunities with self-storage, syndications, funds. So it's really important that our clients have a very solid overview of all the different opportunities there are. And then based off of that education, you know, we were able to narrow it down to 10 operators that we really focused on. We spent a lot of time, you know, learning about the different operators, talking about what the risks are, what the return potentials are, track records. And then based off of those discussions, we set up investor calls, right? So our clients then meet with our investment operators. Based off of those conversations, I put together two different scenario analyses. You know, we looked at a very diversified analysis where, you know, we used a lot of the operators, and we looked at a little bit more of a concentration analysis where a little bit more risk in terms of, you know, asset allocation, diversification, but a little bit of a higher yield, right? So with our clients, it's really important that we give them options. We look at different scenarios, what's possible, talk about the risk, talk about the return. And then, you know, with this specific client, she decided to go with four different operators, and they are, you know, collectively generating $3,900 a month in cash flow across those four operators, right? And this has been pretty consistent now for the past few months. Mm-hmm. And so it's also, too, I want to point out that this is just with the cash that she had on hand, right? And so we also had some IRA assets in play, too. So what we did there is we opened up what's called self-directed IRAs. Mm-hmm. So how a self-directed IRA is different from a traditional IRA is you can invest in cash flow products under a self-directed account versus a traditional IRA that most people are familiar with. You can just invest in the stock market. It's a non-taxable transfer because it's going from one qualified account to another. But in her IRA assets, we actually focus more on growth. She needed just about $4,000 a month in cash flow to meet her living expenses. And so in the IRA assets, we focused on growth opportunities that are going to give her some nice yield, some nice growth over the next 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then when that time period is up, she's going to take the additional growth that she got from those investments and then deploy those into additional cash flow plays, right? So that 4,000 right. she's getting now will be closer to really 6 to 7 when she's ready to deploy the qualified funds.
Wow, that's great. And kind of clarify for anybody listening to this right now, when Craig said they set up a self-directed IRA, we don't ever set up the self-directed IRAs. There's actual companies, there's custodians that do that. We are just connectors, just like we don't invest the people's money. You know, we're just connecting them with different people that have investments. So the nice thing is that we're actually not attached to any of these investments. It's not like, you know, we get the kickbacks and all that kind of stuff, you know, from trying to, you know, push that on to certain people or raise capital for ourselves in our own fund, which I know there's a lot of conflict of interest when I see a lot of people doing that, you know, so that's one thing. We are kind of standing apart from that. So when he's doing that, he's more saying, all right, here's a company you can talk to help get that self-directed IRA set up, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good clarification. So when people work with me, and I always use this analogy, think of me as your financial quarterback, right? I'm helping you drive the ball down the team. I'm kind of your center to educate and to make introductions, right? And then, you know, I can introduce you to, you know, a few different, in this case, self-directed IRA companies. You know, you can tell me your feedback, and then I can make suggestions on who I think, you know, could be the best fit. And then connect you with the right individual, and they'll help you, obviously, you know, set up your accounts, make the transfers for you, you know, to be able to start investing in cash flow products. So, yeah, right. Think of me as kind of the quarterback to help you drive the ball down the field.
Perfect. Now, with this woman, before we move on to the second example here with her, like, how is she feeling now? I know she was a little bit, like you said, she was a little bit hesitant, slower to move. But how is she feeling now about the money that's coming in, about where she has her money? Is she feeling comfortable? Is she still a little bit like, you know, when's the shoe going to drop? You know, what's her overall sentiment?
Yeah, she's very happy. She feels a lot less stress in her day-to-day life. And I think, you know, part of the reason is, you know, we educate clients, you know, on the possibilities, and, you know, they take it upon themselves to, you know, really get to know the investment operators that they're working with. They themselves are very educated on the risks, on the returns. And so she understands, you know, what the risks are in her different investments. And she's comfortable with what those risks are. She's comfortable with how the operators, you know, present their risk mitigation plans. Mm-hmm. And she's very confident in how her capital is deployed, you know, versus, right, a stock market type of investment where you don't know what's going to happen, right? You're not on the board of directors of these companies. You don't know, you know, what's going up, what's going down. So she has a lot more control over her assets. And now she has, you know, the knowledge and education to, you know, grow and expand her portfolio.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to see.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's what we want, right? Like, you got to have, it's one thing to have income coming in. It's another thing to have an abundant mindset going with it, where you feel confident, you feel assured. You can never be financially free if you live in fear. And so it's really good to hear that. I know we only have a few minutes here. So tell us about the second client as well.
Sure. So this was a really exciting example too, kind of, you know, contrasting to client number one. This young gentleman is 30 years old, and he is a therapist, right? And he came to us kind of for, you know, initially for similar reasons as client number one. He said he wanted cash flow. Mm-hmm. But after we spoke for a while, you know, he doesn't need the cash flow right now, you know, has a nice margin between his income and his expenses. And he's, you know, planning on working for, you know, the next 20 plus years in his field. He loves his job, right? Which is also really nice to hear. And so when we were discussing, he came to us with about $300,000 in assets. Mm-hmm. He had $150,000 in cash and then $150,000 in a company 401k. So, you know, after, you know, talking to his plan administrator, you know, this is pretty common for people who have 401ks and that are tied to their current job. You're not able to move those funds until you leave that job. So we kept the 401k as is for now and focused on the 150 he has in cash. For him, he was really interested, you know, obviously in cash flow, but he wants his money to grow, right? And so we focused on physical real estate. We also focused on a debt fund, as well as a short-term lending fund. So three different options. We didn't introduce him to as many people as client number one, just because he didn't need, you know, to have that many conversations. He kind of knew after, you know, a few discussions with me, what was going to be the best fit for him.
So and he had less money to invest too. So there was less.
Exactly. Yeah. So less options in terms of the capital he's able to deploy. He had purchased one property, and we're actually talking about the next property he's looking to buy now. Because now, you know, going through the process once, obviously, you know, I provide a lot of the education. We match them up with, you know, the right real estate developers. He feels a lot of confidence in terms of, you know, the first deal went really well. He knows how to, you know, underwrite the deals, how to finance them. So he's pumped to buy the second property. Obviously, when you have, you know, limited capital, using leverage can be a big way to grow your portfolio. So, you know, that means
this is hands-off property. This is not
hands-off, like turnkey property. He's got a property manager. It's cash flowing about $400 a month.
Great.
And he's seen a lot of growth on the asset as well. And that's $400 a month in a high interest rate environment, right? We're ready for when the Fed starts to cut. You know, if we see, you know, some nice relief in interest rates, we'll be ready to refinance, and that 400 could easily be 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep our eye on the market. And then we connected him with a short-term lender, right? So our short-term lender does some business in the Midwest. He likes the short-term lending because his capital is tied up for less than a year, and he's still going to get about 11% return on his money. And then he also wanted just some predictable cash flow as well, right? So it's not his whole portfolio invested into these cash flow deals, but he said, you know, I do want some money coming in through the door where, you know, I'm not having to deal with a property manager on the real estate side. I want to spread out my risk a little bit. So he also went for a debt fund that has some predictable cash flow coming through the door. So very different type of scenario, kind of more in that growth mindset. He's reinvesting all of his cash flow versus client number one is spending. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we'll take a look at, you know, some financial modeling to see how his assets can grow and what his portfolio can look like, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road.
What's his current passive income now?
He's at $1,900 a month.
Awesome. Wow, yeah. That's really good.
So he's doing really well.
Yeah. That's almost 24 grand a year. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That was more than I expected.
Yeah. Yeah. He's doing pretty well. So we're happy and excited to have him reinvest those dollars as well as continue to contribute.
Yeah. Well, and kind of give people some perspective there. I mean, if you have $150,000, you can actually use, because the 401k with the company, we never count that in the numbers of how you can create passive income. You know, if I just look at $150,000 making 10%, that's $1,250 a month, right? It would say $15,000 a year, basically, or $1,250 a month if you make it a month to month type thing. Well, I mean, still $1,900 is definitely better. Not guaranteed, you know, all results do vary, but that's why I was like, I was pleasantly surprised to hear about that. That's really good.
It was a great number. And again, we went through different scenarios of how we could allocate the funds. His numbers will shift a little bit more month over month because he does have some real estate in the portfolio. So if there's some repairs that he's going to have to do, if, you know, a tenant's late on rent 1 month, you know, that's going to affect some of the cash flow there.
Sure.
But he's well educated in terms of what those risks are. And he's also excited to see, you know, the appreciation on his property. His property, when he closed, actually came in about $15,000 higher via the appraisal than what he signed his contract for as well.
Wow.
So kind of some instant equity there as well that, you know, he was not expecting.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't expect it either, but that's amazing. When you get it, you take it, right? So,
absolutely.
So not only is it that almost $2,000 a month, but that extra $50,000 equity boost, you know, of instant equity you walk into with a deal, that's incredible. That's awesome.
Yeah. That was a welcome surprise for sure.
Yeah. Well, Craig, I appreciate you being on today. That's awesome. Love these stories. Everybody watching this today, of course, you know, if you ever have questions or you wonder how your situation might add up, there's always that passive income calculator you can try out at moneyripples.com just to see what your number would be. So definitely recommend you guys go check that out. Again, Craig, thank you for your time. We'll definitely have you back on here in the near future too. So I appreciate you being here.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. We'll do it again soon.
Everybody else, have a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thank you. Yes. Hey!
visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.